All right, we are about to get it kicked off. And if you are listening today and you're one of those people who you're like, I just don't like to exercise. I don't like to exercise. I don't want to exercise. Yes, yes, I know it's good for me, blah, blah, blah. But bottom line is I just don't like it. And if maybe you're struggling a little bit with the fact that you don't feel good about yourself when you're not exercising, or the fact that you don't like to exercise, maybe that even weighs on you a bit, today's episode is for you. Are you ready for it? Grab your tennis shoes, go for a walk while you're listening, or grab you some coffee, snuggle up, and let's get going. Here we go. Welcome to the Age in Reverse podcast, where we talk about how to boost energy, joy, and fun over 40, all through a faith-forward perspective. I'm Lisa Arundel, aka Lisa Lou Fitness, your dancing BFF. I'm a dancer, a lover of Jesus and coffee, a high-performance health coach, and an integrative health and fitness expert of over 31 years. After being diagnosed with autoimmune disease, congenital heart defects, degenerative disc disease, major knee issues, and more, all in my 20s, I finally decided to take back control of my health. Now, in my 50s, I have more energy than I ever did in my 20s, and I'm here to show you how to experience the same thing. If you want to remain independent, build your faith, and enjoy more energy, joy, and fun in your life, you are in the right place. Let's challenge the status quo on aging and make Act 2 our best years yet. When I released episode 91 about how to reduce your waist circumference in just 7 days and why it's so important as a marker of your health, that episode blew up. So what my team and I did is we put together a completely free guide for you called the 7-Day Fat and Faith on Fire Waist Loss Guide. So the faith on fire is because it's so important to me to help you grow your relationship with the Lord. But the fat on fire part really lays out a very simple way to make this happen in 7 days to give you that jump start on waist loss so that hopefully you'll see enough results by the end of that 7 days to propel you into a really, really healthy lifestyle and just motivate you to keep going. You're going to get a progress tracker. You're going to get a checklist. So that just keeps you on task. Of course, the progress tracker helps you track your progress throughout the week. And you're going to get my fat on fire meal plan. It's a 7-day meal plan. Very simple ingredients as well. Be sure you go listen to episode 91. I would love for you to listen to that because I think it's really going to help you understand why this guide is so important. But regardless, just go to lisaloufitness.com/guide. That's G-U-I-D-E. lisaloufitness.com/guide and grab this free 7-day fat and faith on fire waist loss guide. Use it. Let me know what your results are. You can always come and find me in my DMs on Instagram. I love, love, love hearing your results. And by the way, this same meal plan is what I have used with clients for years with great results, just as a very jumping off point, a starting of their journey to give them results, to help them to feel incredible with whole natural foods. Go grab your free guide at lisaloufitness.com/guide. I'm so thrilled you're here today on this episode of Age in Reverse. And before we dive into today's topic, because it's a really good one, I think this is an interesting conversation to have and one that actually is very personal to me, and I'll explain why in a minute. But first, I kind of want to take you along this journey that I'm about to enter for I don't know how long. Okay. So here's the bottom line. We're about to do a home renovation that we are being forced into, meaning our house is falling in. So we are on Pier and Beam, and I want to take you on this journey because as I am podcasting over the next, I don't know how long, I want to say month, but my gosh, between me and you, it may be 6 months or a year. I have no idea how long this renovation is going to take. And I want to just take you on this journey with me. So we're on Pier and Beam. Our house is 1947, I think is when it was built. So it's been around a little while.
And what is happening in our bedroom, in our bathroom, and in both closets that are attached is that everything has fallen. I don't know how far. I can tell you our bathtub has fallen a minimum of an inch, maybe more. But the floor, everything is sinking. So the beams under our house are rotten, rotten. So because we're about 3 feet off the ground, I'm guesstimating maybe it's 2.5, maybe it's 4. I'm just not good at that. It's not 4. We're probably about 3 feet off the ground. My husband keeps saying, Lisa, if we don't do this, like, you're going to end up on the ground in the bathtub. Like, the whole thing is just going to fall in. So we were supposed to start renovating at the very beginning of January. But if you remember, he got injured in jiu-jitsu in December. I think the date was December 18th. By the way, I haven't given you an update in a while. He's doing fantastic. We still don't think he's going to need surgery, but little update here. It's like the muscle. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're newer to the podcast. My husband herniated his C6. It was a severe herniation in jiu-jitsu. He teaches jiu-jitsu. So he's a brown belt. He knows what he's doing. That's like the belt right before black. He teaches, he takes all the things. Anyway, he severely injured his C6, and we thought he was going to have fusion surgery. Like, it was a really bad injury. And long story short, he's been in therapy. He's been doing traction therapy with a chiropractor and this laser therapy, and it's been amazing. But the left arm, so this all affected his left delt and all of his left arm, like his left, you know, the scapula, all of that. The pain is gone. Praise God, hallelujah. The pain is gone, but the weakness is unbelievable. How much his arm has atrophied is actually staggering. And part of it, some of it was misuse, but because he had to just not use it for a while, but part of it is that there's a disconnect between his brain and the firing of the muscle because of, I guess, temporary is what we're hoping, nerve damage, because nerve damage can be long-term. So he's having to like work to lift 15 pounds, and he is a big, strong guy that could, you know, spin 15 pounds on his pinky, and it's a struggle for him to lift that with his left arm. So all of that to say, he had to keep putting this renovation off, because although we have someone coming to do the main demo of the floors and lay the beams, he's doing 95% of all the reconstruction work. So he had to be in a place where he wasn't in any more pain. So that's good. He's not in any more pain, but there's just some weakness there. So he'll have some help from a friend, but that just kind of throws a little extra layer of interestingness to the whole process of renovation, because he's going to get to it as he gets to it, because he works a full-time job. And you know, again, for some things, he's just going to have to wait on help because of certain things he'll need to lift, etc. Okay, so we're about to get this party started. Actually, the demo doesn't start until I think March 9th, which, you know, is a little ways away, but we've got prep work to do before they come in and demo. So this past Wednesday, one of my best friends, Robin, my closet is a disaster. And I'm going to kind of tell you, it's going to make more sense through today's podcast. It's all going to make sense in a minute, but it was a disaster. I didn't know where to start. Clinically diagnosed ADHD in, you know, my 20s. So when I say I'm ADHD, it's not just, oh, I'm ADHD. No, I actually am. And so piles and, you know, clutter happens quickly, and then I don't know what to do with it. Okay. All that said, she helped me because we had to get everything out of my closet, and I was paralyzed. I didn't know what to do. So now that closet is empty, so Randy could do some renovating and painting before they come gut the floor. And everything is in a guest room. So Randy and I will be living in our guest room and sharing Layla's bathroom during this renovation. Okay, you are now officially up to date, so that as things progress, you have a foundation of what the heck we're about to go through. And people keep saying, oh my gosh, are you so excited? You're getting a new bedroom and bathroom. I will be excited, number one, when I have a semblance of an idea of an end date. And number two, when you're kind of pushed into it, it's not like it wasn't a choice. We had to do this, or we're going to be on the ground under our house. Like, it just hasn't been as exciting to think about the fact that I'm going to have a new bedroom and bathroom, but it will be exciting. It will be. Okay. All right. Let's get into today's topic, which I'm really, really excited about. So this, you know, this is all about are you somebody who doesn't love exercise, first of all? Second of all, are you somebody who doesn't love exercise and you struggle with the fact that you don't love exercise? Number one, because maybe it just keeps you from exercising. But number two, maybe there's a pressure on you, or you don't feel, you feel like something's wrong with you, or you maybe even don't feel like a good person. Okay, so this is where I'm going with all of this. I'm going to let you in on a little secret right here at the very beginning, and I just already alluded to it. I am a future reformed slob. Okay, do you see what I did just there? I did not say I'm a slob. I am a future reformed slob because I am seeing the future that is going to come to me because I actually am doing the work to become a reformed slob. So what does that have to do with exercise? Like, why are you telling me you're a slob, Lisa? What about it? I'm not a slob. I am a future reform slob because I am in the process of undoing this. Okay. So it actually has a lot to do with what we're talking today. Especially again, if you're someone who doesn't love exercise. So I am listening, one of the podcasts that I love listening to podcasts. I listen to podcasts all the time when I'm cleaning, when I'm cooking, when I'm driving. I listen to podcasts more than I do music. And as much as I love music. And I'm listening to one right now. The host, her name is Dana K. White, and it's called A Slob Comes Clean. Isn't that a cute title? And she herself talks about her deslobification process. That's the word she used. It's so funny because she is a self-proclaimed reformed slob. So there's hope for me, right? There's hope for me. And I need this woman in my life, and I'm learning a lot through her podcast. But she said something in one of her episodes I was listening to the other day, and I'm telling you, it was like it was a gut punch in the best way, because what it did is I felt like my shoulders relaxed for the first time since I was maybe 20, and I've been struggling with this. She said that, let me make sure I get this right. She said, having a clean home is morally neutral. When I heard her say that, I paused her podcast, and I just, like, I think I was in my bathroom at the time, and I just kind of let that sink in, and I got a little teary-eyed, because what I realized is I had attached my worth, my value, and me being a good person for decades to the fact that I struggle to keep my home tidy. It's a struggle for me. My brain just struggles with it. It just struggles with it. Anyway, so when she said that, I felt like, are you serious? Like, I never consciously thought to myself, my morality is tied to how clean my home is. But I have been living that way and kind of carrying that sentiment in my body, so much so that I felt this complete physical sensation come over me when she said that. So I'm listening to this episode, and I'm just like relishing in the fact that, first of all, I'm not alone. There are other people out there that are future reformed slobs like me. That's always comforting, right? Because I think the enemy tries to isolate us. Lisa, you're the only one that deals with this. You're the only one with a messy closet. You're the only one that looks at a pile and doesn't know where to start. Therefore, you're a loser, right? Like, all these things, the enemy loves to isolate us. But as I'm listening to her talk about this, here's what I thought about. I thought about you. I thought about if you are listening and you're like, yeah, you know what? I don't love exercise. By golly, I know I need to. I know it's good for me, but I don't love it. I don't love it. If that's you, I want you to know that I've got a word for you today, okay? And it really came through this aha that I got with this podcast. So you may have some of those internal beliefs or things that you're even holding in your body. Maybe you even look at people who are fit and healthy. Maybe you see me on Instagram and you're like, oh, you know, that's great because she loves exercise. Or maybe you look at somebody else and you're like, oh, well, that's great. But that's because they love exercise. And until I love exercise too, I'm not going to be fit and healthy. So I know what it's like to be on the go and to not have anything to eat. And then what happens? There's the temptation to go through the drive-thru because you're just so stinking hungry. So I'm a really big believer of eating whole foods and eating actual meals instead of snacking your way throughout the day. However, life happens, and sometimes we're not around a meal at mealtime. So I have not promoted a nutrition bar in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think, when is the last time I promoted any kind of nutrition bar? It's been a long time because so many of them on the market are glorified candy bars. They are nutrient free, not nutrient rich. So I found one that I feel so good about putting my name behind, and I'm really excited for you to try. It's by Paleo Valley, and it is their superfood bar. So it's made with certified organic antioxidant rich superfoods. It is made with 100% grass-fed bone broth protein. It's grain-free. It's gluten-free. It's soy-free. It's non-GMO. It has healthy fats, proteins, and vital nutrients. Let me read a few of the ingredients to you beyond the bone broth and everything that I just mentioned. So it has pink Himalayan sea salt, ginger, by the way, these are all organic, turmeric, acerola cherry, spirulina, blueberries, broccoli, spinach, kale, pumpkin seeds. Can you see the superfoods here? And here's what's crazy. It tastes really, really good. The red velvet, by the way, is my absolute favorite. So you can go get a discount at lisaloufitness.com/superfood. That's lisaloufitness.com/superfood. I want you to go get it. It actually comes in four different flavors, so you get what floats your boat. It has red velvet, lemon meringue, dark chocolate chip, and apple cinnamon. I'm just putting a little extra emphasis on the red velvet. It is just so good. One of my favorites, but go try them out. You can't go wrong with any of these. lisaloufitness.com/superfood to get your discount. If that rings any bells at all, first of all, understand that your consistency with exercising or not exercising is morally neutral, okay? I want you to take that into your body and understand you are no better or no worse if you exercise consistently or you do not exercise consistently, okay? So just let that kind of fall on you. If that's a shock, if that's the first you've heard of it, if you're feeling in your body anything like I was when I heard that, you may just need to take a moment and pause, you know, this podcast and be like, whoa, let me just like let that sink in for a moment. Because even if you never consciously thought, I don't exercise, therefore I'm not worthy, or I don't exercise, therefore I'm a bad person, but maybe somewhere inside of your body and your mind, you have absorbed that sentiment, I want you to really wrap your brain around the fact that it's morally neutral, friend, okay? You being consistent with exercise is morally neutral. Now, me having a tidy house is good, right? It's good for me. It's going to help me think better. It's going to allow me to have more company over. It's going to make me not feel so bad when company wants to come over, or I can't have them over because it's too messy, or now I need to set aside 3 days to clean, right? There's so much good waiting for me on the other side of me being a future reformed slob, right? And just like with you, there's so much good tied to movement, tied to exercising, tied to lifting weights, tied to all the things that I teach my Faith Forward Age Backward clients. Like, there's so much good tied to your movement. It's a little different because here it actually has to do with our longevity. It actually has to do with us aging slower. It actually has to do with us living more independent. So it's not a perfect analogy, a tidy home and exercising, okay? I'm not saying it's a perfect parallel, but you get the idea. You know good things are there waiting for you, but you just struggle with it. So that's number one, is understanding that it is morally neutral. But here's the other thing I want you to think about. If you assume that everyone who is a fit individual is fit because they love exercise, here's my number two secret for you. I don't love exercise. Now, let me caveat and say, I love movement. I love to move my body. I love to pace when I'm talking. I love to pace when I'm podcasting. I love to walk on my walking pad or go for a walk when I'm listening to a podcast. Movement feels good to my body. But do I love the exertion and the tearing of my muscle fibers as I'm lifting the weight and that last set that kind of maybe makes me a little bit, you know, my stomach a little bit nauseous? Do I love that? No, I don't love the breathlessness that comes from sprinting. I don't love those sensations. What I do love is the results they bring me. And that is what I want you to understand. You don't have to love the action to love the results, okay? You don't have to love the very act of doing exercise to love the results. Now, you need to exercise to get to the results, but it doesn't have to be because you have to wait until you love it. And I think that's important to understand, because I see women get stuck in this internal dialogue of, I need to be in a group class, because then if I'm in a group class, then I'll be motivated to go exercise. Well, I need to have a partner to at least go walk with, because then I'll be motivated to actually go walk. Well, I need, but there's something called discipline, and discipline is what gets us the results. Then we may find that we fall in love with the process, even if exercise is something we never actually fall in love with. Back to my house analogy. I don't know that I will ever love cleaning house, but I can enjoy the results of cleaning and tidying and decluttering. I can enjoy those results, which makes me more motivated to actually do the cleaning and the tidying and the decluttering. And in fact, Dana K. White on her podcast says she still doesn't love doing housekeeping as a reform slob, but she loves the results so much that it motivates her to stay on top of it. And that's what I want you to hear today. I want you to hear you don't have to wait to love it, because I don't love the actual act of exertion, because that's the thing, right? It's time and then it's exertion. I don't want to hurt. I don't want to be sore after. I don't want to take the time to go and do this. And, right? So we find all those things, and it's almost like we're waiting to find, number one, a means to loving it, or number two, to let it just magically happen that all of a sudden we love to exercise. Now we're going to be fit and healthy, or it's the perfect circumstance, and now we're going to be motivated to do it. But here's what I'm telling you. If you will do it, what you're going to find is results on the other side, and you will find yourself loving the process more, even if you don't love the actual act. You're going to love the process of what happens when you get to the other side, which is the results, which will encourage you and motivate you to keep going. I want to put another exclamation point behind this. I dislike long periods of exercising so much that I am always looking for what is called the MED, minimal effective dose. What is the most bang for my buck? What is the least amount I can do to actually get the results that I'm looking for? And this is how I've trained my clients forever, because I find most women are this way. If I gave you the choice and I said, okay, would you rather, if you could have the same exact results, but one way I take you, it's going to take you 2 hours every single day, or the other way I take you, it's going to take you 30 minutes three times a week, but you're going to get the same results either way. Which would you choose? Most of us would choose to have that time back and to do the 30 minutes three times a week over the 2 hours every single day. Am I correct? Now, for the people who love that 2 hours every single day, that may be somebody who just loves exercise. But do you see how extreme that is? But that's where our brains go. We go to that extreme place where we're like, I have to be like that person who loves to exercise 2 hours a day, and then I'll be fit and healthy. And because that's overwhelming to your brain and mine, FYI, then we just don't do it. And I'm telling you, there's another way. There's a better way. There's a minimal effective dose. And next week, I'm going to get into that a little bit. I'm going to get into a little bit of what can it look like to get you moving, to actually habit stack some. So number one, you're not taking a grand amount of time. And number two, it's succinct enough of movement that you start seeing results, and then you want to keep going, because then you fall in love with the results. And it's okay to never love the exercise, no matter how short it is. But once you love the results, you will detest the process less, and you will become more consistent. I hope that helps you. I hope that encourages you. I hope that encourages you. My goodness, that so encouraged me to hear that keeping a clean home is morally neutral. Do you know what that did just hearing it? It made me go, oh, I can take this in baby steps. Oh, not only am I not a bad person, By the way, this is not a conscious thought. I have never said out loud or even thought in a complete sentence, I'm a bad person because my house isn't clean. It's just this thing that I think somehow became attached to my muscles and my bones and my cells. And I think a lot of you are nodding your head as you're listening to today's show going, yes, that's me when it comes to exercise. I am just so hard on myself. I feel shame because I can't get into this place of loving it. And if I don't love it, I'm not going to do it. And if I'm not doing it, then I'm right back to feeling that shame. Okay, so I've got a lot to say about this next week, so make sure you come back and listen. I want to keep this short today and really just let you sit with that, because I think that's a lot of number one, hopefully a sense of relief, and number two, just something to think about over this next week to relieve yourself of when you start to feel that shame come in, okay? Because it may take a hot minute to re-switch your thinking here, to remold the way that you've think and felt for so long. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, if you enjoy this show, if it brings you value, it would mean so much if you would go to Apple Podcasts. If you're an Android listener and you don't have like an Apple ID, you can't do this. So I'm just saying that right now because I think Android people are like, I want to help, but I can't. But if you have an iPhone, you can go to Apple Podcasts, search for Age in Reverse, go about 3/4 of the way down the page, you'll see write a review. And those of you who write a review, I read them. I love them. It's how I know this podcast is bringing you value, and it also helps me reach more people. Thank you for being here. I will see you on our Friday edition of Age in Reverse for our Faith Forward Friday. See you then. Hey, thank you so much for being here with me today. And depending on which platform you're listening on, be sure you're either following or subscribe so that the latest episodes are really easy to find. And if you have a moment and you found value here, it would mean everything if you could take just a moment and leave a 5-star review for this podcast so that I can get the message out to more women. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time.